This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor says a planned hostage for prisoner swap with Hamas has been delayed until at least Friday. In a statement released Wednesday, he said that the contacts on the deal were continuing, saying the release will be according to the regional agreement between the parties and not before Friday. Swap is to take place as part of a four-day truce that had been expected to begin on Thursday but was delayed to Friday. There was no explanation given for the delay. In an AP interview, Rob Anders, who's a co-leader for the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, says the families of the hostages struggle all the time.
Every moment that people don't know where their loved ones, with absolutely no update from the terrorists in terms of their signs of life, as they refer to it, there's a huge amount of worry and fear and concern.
The Israeli military on Wednesday unveiled what it claimed was a Hamas military facility under Gaza's largest hospital, showing what appeared to be a subterranean dormitory to a group of foreign journalists who were given a rare glimpse inside the besieged enclave. Dozens of soldiers escorted journalists through a narrow stone tunnel, which the military said stretched 150 meters to a series of underground bunkers beneath Shifa Hospital in a shattered Gaza city. South Korea says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward the sea, but the launch likely failed. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made from North Korea's capital region on Wednesday night. Came a day after North Korea launched a spy satellite and claimed to have put it into orbit. South Korea says it has decided to partially suspend an inter-Korean agreement and restart frontline aerial surveillance of North Korea. This is VOA News. According to investigators, there's no sign of terrorism after a speeding car crashed and burst into flames on the bridge linking New York State and Ontario at Niagara Falls on Wednesday, killing two people in the vehicle and sparking a security scare. Reuters' Gabe Singer.
Details surrounding the Rainbow Bridge crash remain murky hours later, however, leaving it to be determined whether it was intentional or accidental. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
At this time, there is no indication of a terrorist-involved attack here at the Rainbow Bridge in Western New York. We've identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker. Two individuals died in the vehicle.
This security footage of the crash shows the car traveling from the U.S. side at high speed, then hitting an object and flying into the air over an 8-foot fence before crashing to the ground in flames.
Four U.S. lawmakers have asked for an investigation into Elon Musk's Neuralink. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen says it's about the product's safety.
In a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commission that was reviewed by Reuters, four Democratic U.S. representatives asked the regulator to investigate Musk to see if he committed securities fraud by allegedly misleading investors about the safety of a brain implant that Neuralink is developing. Musk's company aims to help patients overcome paralysis and a host of neurological conditions and is preparing to test the implant on humans.
An exit poll says that the far-right and anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders is heading for a massive parliamentary victory, one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II. It's also one that is bound to send shockwaves through Europe. The result would put him in line to lead talks to form a new ruling coalition and possibly become the prime minister at a time of political upheaval through much of Europe. The exit poll published Wednesday by the national broadcaster NAS said that Wilders' party won 35 seats in the 150-seat lower house of parliament. That's more than double what he won during last election. Holiday travelers are starting their final sprint. About 2.7 million people are expected to board flights Wednesday. Sunday is expected to set an all-time record of 2.9 million. Many millions of other Americans will drive to Thanksgiving celebrations. Airlines and Federal Aviation Administration say they're prepared for the onslaught, but airport security lines could be long. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.